You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The key number is 300 billion rand. That is the discrepancy that we could potentially be dealing with from a balance sheet perspective, or the difference rather from a balance sheet perspective where it relates to the Road Accident Fund. There were some liabilities on the Road Accident Fund's balance sheet around the 2019-2020 financial year that were written down to 34 billion rand in the 2020-2021 year, and it seems as though we're going back to 300 to 400 billion rand because of accounting adjustments. Now, this has obviously prompted some concern from the Standing Committee on Public Accounts within Parliament, and we're going to take a look at this and take a look at what it is that they are going to be looking at from their perspective. I'm joined on the line by the chairman, or chairperson rather, of the Standing Committee of Public Accounts, Songezo Zibi, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Chair, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the scope from a scoper perspective around what it is you are looking at where it relates to the Road Accident Fund.
Good evening and thank you very much for having me on. So we're looking at the financial management of the Road Accident Fund from the year 2019-2020 through to maybe a month or two ago, effectively. That is because every time the Road Accident Fund has come to Parliament and we have asked for information around its finances, it has either been accurate or misleading, which made it difficult for us to understand the true financial state of the Road Accident Fund. And in the course of the last few months, the past year actually, and the last few weeks of this inquiry, we have uncovered much of what is wrong with the Road Accident's finances, its accounting practices, and the efficiency of its operations. Where I can't even use the word efficient at all, because it is so inefficient.
Now, Chair, what you have uncovered versus what we've also been made aware of in the public domain does cause for some serious concern. I mean, aside from this significant accounting adjustment that is set to take place, which effectively means then that we've just undone the last 4 years of accounting work, there's also the matter of the fact that there are some bank accounts that have come to light of recent where monies have been allegedly found from a Road Accident Fund perspective. These are obviously areas of concern, especially because we're dealing with public finances here.
Yeah, let me first explain the accounting problem in a couple of sentences. And that is, you know, if the Road Accident Fund is responsible for paying for damages, loss of future income, future medical expenses of road accident victims in South Africa. Now, it relies on an actuarial estimate. So every time there's an accident that happens in South Africa, actuaries make an estimation of how much of that will result in a claim for the Road Accident Fund. That goes into its contingent liability on the balance sheet. The Road Accident Fund, by change of accounting policy, simply pretends that calculation does not matter. It's immaterial. It doesn't exist, which is how this 300 plus billion potential liability became 30 billion. The second problem, of course, is that it means the finance minister does not have reliable information to inform a policy decision around the funding of the Road Accident Fund. And that has been the case since 2020, because the Road Accident Fund has been persisting. But we've also realized there are some discomforting practices at the Road Accident Fund. They would open and close bank accounts fairly often and without following procedure or proper authorization, because they're trying to avoid litigants attaching those bank accounts. But also the amount of money spent on legal fees per claim, the value per claim, for instance, has gone up by 70%, because the Road Accident Fund still spends over 40 billion on 63,000 claims instead of the 253,000 it was able to settle 4 years ago with the same amount of money. That's huge financial leakage that should not be allowed to continue.
Chair, perhaps you can give us a bit of an understanding from a scoper perspective as to what outcomes are possible within the Standing Committee. Once this investigation has concluded and you've satisfied that you've got the relevant information you need, what sorts of actions can be taken from the recommendations you can put forward?
Several things. First of all, we can refer some cases for prosecution. We can commission through the Special Investigating Unit and the Auditor General forensic investigations that may result in prosecutions. We will consider whether certain individuals should not refund public monies through the poor quality or malicious decisions they took at the Road Accident Fund. That, of course, taxpayers' money, that they should pay that money back. We'll also make what we call systemic recommendations. So one of the examples is that it's become clear to us that successive boards of the Road Accident Fund were composed of board members who should have never been board members of any entity to begin with. And there is no guideline in government or the Department of Transport as in terms of what it takes to become a board member of an entity like that. So we will start establishing some guidelines, minimum standards on what the state needs out of board members of entities such as the Road Accident Fund, which has not been existing before.
Chair, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the... You touched on the purpose and the intention behind the Road Accident Fund existing in today's landscape. We've seen reports that the Road Accident Fund has paid out to individuals that are non-South African residents, and that's a debate that we can potentially have at another time. But for an organization that receives on average 4 to 5 billion rand in revenues on a monthly basis, this is at least according to the Road Accident Fund themselves, surely there should be, or at least according to the interim chair rather of the Road Accident Fund, surely we should be handling these public finances a little bit better. Are you going to be looking to put forward potential oversight recommendations as well if you find that that is necessary?
No, absolutely. In fact, it is necessary. To give you a sense, the average value per claim has gone up due to the collapse of its internal systems by 70%. There is absolutely no reason why it has, apart from the fact that the process is poorly managed these days. Like the Road Accident Fund used to settle over 250,000 claims with just over 43 billion. They now can only do 63,000. And that means that's incredible financial leakage. The second is that the amount of money they spend on legal fees per claim is insane. It has quadrupled over the last 3 years. So we're going to make recommendations in terms of issues like that, so that every rand that South Africans contribute to the Road Accident Fund stretches as far as possible. We need to get back to that 250,000 plus number for the same amount of money. Then we'll know we have succeeded.
Well, we wish you and the committee all of the best in uncovering the information that you need to and gathering the information that you need to. We look forward to seeing the outcomes of the Standing Committee of Public Accounts on this particular matter. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. That was the chairperson of the Standing Committee of Public Accounts taking us through their investigation into the Road Accident Fund and what it is that they're going to be looking at.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.